the Rainbow Body. That island, for all of us who went there, Japanese mostly and a few, one German boy, an Italian boy, several others, I don't think any other Americans went there, was a great experience, a really powerful experience for everyone who went there. It has the wilderness of Japan 5,000 years ago still. And it has, being on that volcanic chain of islands, it has the sense, the knowledge, that it was a stepping stone for very ancient Stone Age voyagers who probably saw the smoke from the island from afar and used it as a navigation mark, just as they still do today. The Rainbow Body. Cicada fill up the bamboo thickets, a wall of twanging shadow, dark joints and leaves, northwest wind from the China Sea. Salt clouds skim the volcano, mixed with ash and steam, rumbles downwind from the night gleam summit near Algol, breathing the Milky Way. The great drone in the throat of the hill, the waves drum, the wind sigh. At dawn, the mountain canyons spread and rise to the falling call of the Akahige. We half wake in the east light, fresh. At low tide, swim out through a path in the coral and into the land of the sea people. Rainbows under the foam of the breakers, surge and streaming from the southern beach. The lips where you float, clear, wave with the subtle currents, sea-tangled tendrils, outward roil of lava, or the cobalt-speckled, curling mouth of a shako clam. I'm going to read that image again. The lips where you float, clear, wave with the subtle currents, sea-tangled tendrils, outward roil of lava, cobalt-speckled curling mouth of a shako clam. That was swimming, diving behind a naked woman who was diving for oysters, with her legs apart, seeing her vulva and the lips of it and the hair of it moving with the currents, identical with the sea anemone and the seaweed around it, and with the same coil and curl of the clams, the large shako clams, when they are opening, like suddenly striking across all of these structures in life and seeing that they are the same structure. Climb delicately back up the cliff without using our hands. Eat melon and steamed sweet potato from this ground. We hoed and fished, grubbing out bamboo runners, hammering straight, blunt harpoon heads and spears. Now, sleep on the cliff, float in the surf, nap in the bamboo thicket. Eyes closed, dazzled ears.